Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Welcome to the salad, thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really ought to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. So let's go. You're listening to The Salad. Everybody, yes, welcome to another salad. How's it going? Well, I hope you're doing very well. We have a fun-packed program today. We're kicking off with some news bits for you, some salad news bits. What else is on the program? Well, you'll have to wait and see. We have a lot coming up. Let's just leave it as a surprise today. So stay tuned for the entire hour today. But let's begin, of course, with a conundrum. Okay, our first conundrum of the day. Okay, are you ready? Here it is. So, you can take that shirt blank to the shop. Oh, excuse me. You can't. Actually, I wrote this down wrong. I said you can, but it's actually you can't. So you can't take that shirt blank to the shop as you ripped the tag blank. So tag is etiqueta, tag, like a question tag, for example. So you can't take that shirt blank to the shop as you ripped the tag blank. So to rip blank and to take blank, what do you think? So we should reveal the answer at the end of the first half hour. Okay, so stay tuned for that, but just one more time. So you can't take that shirt blank to the shop as you ripped the tag blank, salad listeners. Stay tuned for the answer right now. It's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Are you ready for our first headline? Here it comes. Biodiversity. Biodiversidad, we say biodiversity in English. So, biodiversity, fungi are underloved and understudied. That's our first headline. So, biodiversity, fungi are underloved and understudied. Okay, so what are fungi? Well, fungi are basically from the mushroom family. So in Spanish, you can say setas or champiñones. So really, champiñones are mushrooms, we say. Setas, wild mushrooms. These all come from the fungi family. Okay. Like a person who's fun is a fun guy. That's the pronunciation. Okay. So biodiversity fungi are underloved and understudied. So loved, queridos. Underloved means they're not loved enough. They're underappreciated. They're underloved. Okay. And understudied. They're not studied enough. So we can use under there, that prefix. So underloved and understudied, meaning they're not loved enough and they're not studied enough. Okay. So biodiversity fungi are underloved and understudied. Okay, salad listeners. So we're going over live to somewhere in England, I believe. A forest in England, I believe. Let's have a look. Who do we have? Simon, are you there?
Yes, that's right, Dave. So, I was just speaking to the doctor involved, who basically studies fungi. And she told me that I find them absolutely stunning, she says, Dr. Draculic, pointing to a fungus emerging fog.
So you can say fungus, but in plural fungi, it's general fungi.
Yes, that's right. Now, she told me, now there's a whole series of stripes from browns to blacks to edge. So obviously fungi come in all shapes and sizes and all colours. Now, mushrooms aren't known for their ornamental value. But for this scientist, they are a thing of beauty. And I've been spending some time with her today in this wonderful forest in the Midlands. Now, the plant pathologist is on a mission to spread the word that fungi need conservation just as much as plants and as...
Now, of course, I mean, everything needs conservation, surely. So fungi need conservation as much as plants and animals. And I'm sure they are under... I think they're poisonous or they're a bit creepy, you know, because they grow in the dark, etc.
Yes, exactly. Now, she told me they're abundant in gardens, but until you start looking for them, you don't appreciate how prevalent and how beautiful they are. Now, she was talking specifically about the turkey tail fungus grown in tiered layers on dead wood. Now, this fungus is named for its resemblance to a turkey's tail.
So a turkey is un pavo, you know, the kind of like a fanned tail, como abanico, a fanned tail. So the turkey fungus has that kind of fan, that fanned tail look, and you see it growing on dead wood.
Yes, that's right. So it's named for its resemblance to a turkey's tail. Now it belongs to the class of saprophytic fungi. Now I've just learned this term today, which feed on dead wood or other decaying matter and are vital for life on Earth, I found. Now, saprophytic fungi are still very much understudied and underloved, the doctor told me. So turkey tail fungi are a common sight on dead logs, trunks, and fallen branches across the UK. But rather than springing up on their own accord, these specimens have been grown from scratch in a first for the Royal Horticultural Society. So I've seen some that have been grown from scratch.
So from scratch, from zero. So literally growing fungi. Now, you don't hear about this a lot. Growing plants maybe, but growing fungi is one other thing.
Now, experts grew the fungus in a lab, then transplanted the pores into silver birch logs in the wildlife garden at a Wilsley Gardens in Surrey. And it's part of a drive to convince the public that fungi play an important role in ecosystems.
So this is the main message here, that fungi are underloved, underappreciated, understudied, and they play a very important role in ecosystems.
Yes, absolutely. Now, the doctor said there's a lot of microphobia towards fungi in the UK, or mycophobia. A lot of people are afraid of poisonous mushrooms, but if you're not going to go eating things you find, none of them are going to harm you in any way.
So it's true, a lot of fungi are poisonous, but unless you plan on eating them, they're completely harmless to you. You're going to touch them or eat them, you could look at them, admire them, you know, and they're wonderful.
Now, working on the likes of turkey tail fungus is a departure for the scientist who spent years researching honey fungus. Now, honey fungus is a killer of hedgerows, shrubs and trees, and there is no cure. But only a very small proportion of the thousands of species of fungi in the world can cause disease in plants and animals. The vast majority are harmless and often beneficial.
So, salad listeners, the vast majority of fungi are harmless, inofensivos, and often beneficial.
That's right. So, saprophytic fungi provide food and shelter for wildlife, help plants absorb water and nutrients, and break down dead organic matter. Other types of fungi grow in the roots of trees and plants, forming a vast underground network that helps nourish trees. Now then, Dave, in the UK, there are thought to be around 25,000 species of fungi, 5 or 6 times more than plants.
Wow, did you hear that, salad listeners? So in the UK, nobody knows, but there are thought to be around 25,000 species of fungi. That's 5 or 6 times more than plants.
Yes, don't you think that's incredible, Dave? So now the doctor said, we don't have names for most of the fungi that exist. So you can't protect what you don't know about. Now, with fungi, we're really playing catch up, trying to study what we have.
Now, that is amazing. So, you know, obviously 25,000 fungi just in the UK. So the doctor said we don't have names for most of the fungi that exist. So they're not scientifically documented, most fungi. So they're constantly playing catch-up, ponerse al día catch-up, you know, because we need to know more about them.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, I've been learning to appreciate them today and to love them, show them some love. An estimated 2 million fungal species, more than 90% of all fungi, have yet to be described by science.
Let me just stop you there, okay? So, an estimated 2 million fungal species, that's more than 90% of all fungi, have yet to be described by science. You know, why isn't science doing more to identify and document all these different types of fungi?
Scientists are trying to identify biodiversity hotspots and find out more about this largely unexplored world. Yes, so I've been here today, Dave, in England, to find out more about them and show them some love. And it's true, obviously, there are many are edible. You know, but most of the time, if you're not going to eat them, you shouldn't be afraid of them. You can just, you know, admire their absolute beauty and what they do for our ecosystems and the biodiversity in the UK and all around the world. So, yes, fungi are underloved and understudied, Dave. So here from an English forest, back to the studio.
What do you think? So we need to show fungi some love. But can you believe that 90% of all fungal species are unidentified and undocumented by science? You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, are you ready for another headline, salad listeners? Here it comes. Single-use plastic takeaways face ban in October. So we were talking about single-use plastic recently, okay? And how a lot of it has been prohibited or banned, okay? So, single-use plastic, plástico de un solo uso, single-use plastic. So, takeaways face a ban in October. So, a takeaway is un restaurante de comida para llevar, a takeaway restaurant. So, takeaways face a ban. Here is a prohibición, a ban in October. So, think about it. What are takeaways going to do with no single-use plastic? Okay? So that's our headline, single-use plastic, takeaways face ban in October. That's right. We're going over live to the UK again. We have, yes, not Simon Hallam in a forest, but we have Gordon Fraser in the city. Gordon, can you hear me?
Yes, Dave, that's right. A ban on some single-use plastics will come into force in England from October. The government has announced, called the growing plastic problem, takeaways, restaurants and cafes must stop using single-use plastic cutlery, plates and bowls.
Yeah, so there you have it. So this is from October on, okay? So to tackle the growing plastic problem, so to tackle it, to deal with it, to fight against it, hacer frente, we could say, to tackle takeaways, so restaurants and cafes must stop using single-use plastic cutlery, plates and bowls. This is good, but it may be difficult for their business. What do you think?
Yes, it could present some difficulties for them, Dave. So green groups welcome the move, but said it could go further to address packaging being sent to landfill. Now, the British Takeaway Campaign told me that businesses need more support to implement it.
So the British Takeaway Campaign, so there's a campaign that, you know, obviously to in the takeaway sector, which is huge in the UK. Well, everywhere, really. It's been growing, hasn't it? Comida para llevar, takeaway services, we see it all the time. So the British Takeaway Campaign says that businesses need more support to implement the ban.
Yes, that's right. Fish and chip restaurants and other takeaways will become more expensive as small companies will be forced to pass on higher costs of packaging to consumers. That's one suggestion. And that's what Andrew told me, who runs a fish and chip shop in Lancashire and is the deputy chair of the British Takeaway Campaign. So prices may go up as a result of this ban. This will be a problem for maybe businesses and also customers and clients. But at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is, you know, to protect the planet, look after our environment. So now England uses about 2.7 billion items. We looked about this. You talked about this the other day on the program, Dave. So England uses about 2.7 billion items of a single-use cutlery, mostly plastic, and that's each year. And 721 million single-use plates, according to estimates by the Department for Environment and Rural Affairs.
So just let me stop you there. So in England, about 2.7 billion items of single-use cutlery, cubiertos, remember cutlery, mostly plastic a year, okay, and 721 million single-use plates. So also, if your business is manufacturing plastic plates for takeaways, then, you know, your business is in trouble.
Right. So we believe in doing our bit for the environment, but many small businesses are just hanging on. Mr. Crook told me, it was Andrew Crook, who runs a fish and chip shop, as I was saying, in Lancashire. A and is the deputy chair of the British Takeaway Campaign. So businesses literally are just hanging on, so they're not making huge profit. They're just getting by.
They're getting by, apañándoselas, just getting by.
Now, plastic-free packaging is more common in takeaways now, he says, but can cost 12 pence per item more. So, in a kebab shop in London, Ibo told me, he didn't give me a surname, and says, rising bills and fewer customers splashing out on his takeaway burgers, kebabs and chips are a worry. Now, it will cost us more to change packaging. I'm not a fan of plastic myself. I wouldn't use it if I had had a choice. But how else can we package our kebabs?
But how else can you package a kebab? Well, it could come in tin foil. That's right, in aluminium foil or tin foil is one way often you get in a kebab. That's not plastic. So I think that could still be used as far as I know. But just avoiding the plastic.
Some cafes have already stopped using single-use plastics. For us, it's been very positive, explained the managing director of a Baker House in London. The cafe switched about 5 years ago and in 2021 stopped using all throwaway coffee cups altogether. Now it uses a mix of compostable packaging and reusable cups or takeaway boxes. So there are other options, Dave, you know. Now, at the counter selling pastries, bread and lunches, Helen shows me that they're stackable tiffin tins used for takeaway. Customers buy the tins, order takeaway, and then bring the tin back next time. So, at first the tins were quite popular, but now they're in heavy use. That's right. And customers still value the convenience. So it's interesting. Now, just to clarify here, that the single-use plastic ban includes single-use plastic plates, trays, bowls, cutlery, balloon sticks, and some types of polystyrene cups and food containers. So from October 2023... retailers, takeaways, food vendors and the hospitality industry will not be allowed to sell these. Now, it does not include wet wipes or sachets, but the government says it's considering measures to address these. Now, Scotland and Wales introduced similar legislation in 2021.
So it's something that has to be done. Sooner or later, and now is a better time. Because, you know, sometimes you've got little plastic cutlery and maybe you don't need it. Maybe people can bring their own cutlery, bring their own cups. There are other options.
Yes, that's right. There are many other options. So let's see how that goes. But obviously, you know, the prices may go up a wee bit if businesses need to repackage or look for different ways of packaging their products. But that's also something that I think the customer will be okay with after a while, knowing that it's much better for the environment. So, yes, single-use plastic takeaways face a ban in October, Dave, so I'll certainly give you more information on this as and when I get it. So, that's right. So, here from the UK, back to the studio.
So, thanks very much, Gordon Fraser. Single-use plastic, it's on its way out. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Then, salad listeners, let's have a look at our conundrum before we go for a short break. So our conundrum was, you can't take that shirt blank to the shop as you ripped the tag blank. Okay. So you can't take that shirt back to the shop as you ripped the tag off. Okay. So to take back is devolver algo a una tienda. Take it, I'll take it back. You can also use to return. I'll return it. I'll take it back to the shop. Okay. Because you rip the tag off. So to rip off is arrancar la etiqueta. Yes, arrancado la etiqueta. Okay. So you can't take that shirt back to the shop as you ripped the tag off, salad listeners. Okay. So we'll have to go for a short break. We have another conundrum coming up, as well as lots of other cool and interesting stuff. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Salad.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
If you are a mother or father, one of your most important responsibilities is to make sure that your children reach adulthood with a very strong command of English. Very strong. If you don't follow through on this responsibility, then your children will encounter many obstacles in the job market. They will not be attractive in the market. Between the age of 22 and 32, mastery of English is more important than anything else in order to find a job and in order to move up in an organization. It's more important than a university degree, a master's degree, or even a doctorate. English. After age 32, other skills and abilities become more important. But in the first 10 years, mastery of English is the king, and it will open doors right and left. Which do you want, English classes or to learn English? If you want classes, then maybe we're expensive. If you want to learn English, we're the cheapest.
¿Y tú qué has hecho en los tres últimos meses? Si no has hecho nada por tu inglés, ahora es el momento. Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales 100% método Vaughan, clases 100% orales en grupos reducidos. La matrícula ya está abierta para todos los niveles, así que no pierdas ni un segundo más e infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687, en Madrid 91133-5833.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution, a painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
Tres meses y luego, ¡pum!, ya está.
Este año no hay excusas. Apúntate ahora llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Vamos a eliminar en una sola semana años de miedo escénico, años del sentido del ridículo, años de barreras psicológicas, en un lugar donde escuchará y hablará solo en inglés, haciéndole hablar y oír 50.000 frases en inglés, con gente de lo más variopinta, gente voluntaria que cruza océanos para obligarle a hablar y a escuchar solo en inglés. Gente que quiere conocer España a través de un grupo como tú, deseosos de mejorar su inglés. Porque una estancia en Vaughan Town equivale a tres meses viviendo y trabajando en cualquier ciudad de la geografía anglosajona. El mayor ambiente lingüístico jamás creado, con la mayor variedad de acentos nativos nunca antes reunidos. Vaughan Town, el pueblo anglo de Vaughan. Vaughan Town, rechaza imitaciones. Infórmate en el 911-335-833, 911-335-833.
Haz que este nuevo año sea por fin el año en que solucionaste tu problema con el inglés. Infórmate de nuestras promociones exclusivas en cursos trimestrales, másters, Disney Vaughan, cursos online, pruebas de nivel. Toda la información en nuestra web grupovaughan.com. O si lo prefieres, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. Este nuevo año, deja de estudiar inglés y aprende inglés.
We're back again with The Salad. Hello, everyone. Yes, we're back again, and as promised, we have another conundrum. Here we go. Are you ready? All you have to do is fill in the blank spaces. Here they are. Well, here's the conundrum. He got kicked blank blank school for cheating blank the exam. Okay, he got kicked blank blank school for cheating blank the exam. What could it be? So we shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. So there are three prepositions to fill in. So one more time. He got kicked blank blank school for cheating blank the exam. That's right. Okay, stay tuned for that. Now it's time for Grammar Points. Now then, everybody, so if you've been listening to The Salad over the last week or so, you'll know we've been working with use, expressions with use, then usually used to be used to. We looked at literally yesterday, to be used to. That's right, was it yesterday? Okay, it was the day before. So anyway, recently we've been working with use, salad listeners, okay. So, I think it was the day before yesterday, but anyway, it's been a little mini-series, okay? So today we have something different for you. That's right. We're going to be working with, not to be used to, estar acostumbrado, that's what we worked on the other day, okay, plus gerund. Let's just have a quick look and see some examples that we looked at, just to review. So to be used to, estar acostumbrado a. It could be followed by a noun, we said. So we saw, I'm used to traffic jams. Estoy acostumbrado a los atascos. That's right. Or it could be plus gerund. So I'm used to getting up early. Estoy acostumbrado a levantarme temprano. Okay. So today we're going to look at to get used to. Acostumbrarse a. Okay. I think it works the same. Plus noun or plus gerund. But let's find out. Let's ask Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. Hello, Alan.
Yes, hello, Dave, that's right. So, yes, basically, it works the same way. To get used to, yes, plus noun, exactly. Or if you want to use a verb, plus the gerund. So remember, to be used to, which we looked at, it's estar acostumbrado a, to get used to, acostumbrarse a. So let's practice with that today.
So acostumbrarse a, to get used to, plus noun or plus gerund. Let's practice with this, salad listeners. This is Grammar Points. So are you ready to play, to participate? Okay, to interact with us here. This is the interactive part of the program. So let's practice. So Alan's created some examples with to get used to, plus noun or plus gerund. We have to do our best, well, to translate these examples into perfect English, okay, using to get used to. Okay, you ready? Let's go. Let's have our first example, please. Alan.
Right, okay, so there are two parts. The first part is just to get used to plus noun, and the second part to get used to plus a verb in the gerund, okay? So the first one here, me estoy acostumbrando a mi nuevo trabajo.
What do you think, salad listeners? So I'm getting used to my new job. That's right. I'm getting used to my new job. So literally, me estoy acostumbrando. You can say, estoy acostumbrado, I'm used to. That's right. I'm used to my new job. But me estoy acostumbrando, I'm getting used to my new job. Can everybody see the difference there? Okay, let's have another example.
Right, me acostumbré a su acento enseguida.
Okay, so I got used to su acento, her accent, or because it could be his accent. Enseguida. Well, you can say right away would sound good here. Immediately, de forma inmediata, maybe we could say. But yeah, right away sounds good. So I got used to her accent right away, or his accent, if you like. So to get used to plus noun. Okay, you interacting with us here. Let's have another one.
Right, the next one here. Acostumbras a las situaciones nuevas fácilmente.
Okay, so it's a question. ¿Te acostumbras a las situaciones nuevas fácilmente? What do you think? So it's just present tense. So it's do you get used to new situations easily? Do you get used to new situations easily? Okay, sounds good. Let's have another one.
¿Te acostumbraste a tu nuevo coche rápidamente?
Okay. So, did you... That's right. Did you... It's in the past this time. Did you get used to your new car quickly? Okay. Well, now it's more difficult to get used to a new car. If you buy a new car, it's got, you know, all the technology inside, the software system, etc., you know? So it's more difficult to get used to a new car these days. Okay. You have to read the manual beforehand. Normally when you bought a new car, you would never read the manual how to use it. You just get in and drive off. Now you have to read the manual just to start the car, you know? Okay, so did you get used to your new car quickly? And the last one in this first section?
No me puedo acostumbrar estos zapatos.
So no me puedo acostumbrar. So I can't get used to these shoes. I can't get used to these shoes. Okay, salad listeners. So to get used to plus noun. Okay, so I'm getting used to my new job. Okay. I got used to her accent immediately or right away. Do you get used to new situations easily? Did you get used to your new car quickly? And finally, I can't get used to these shoes. Salad listeners, this is part one. Are you ready for part two? So it's part two is to get used to plus gerund. Let's go. This is Grammar Points.
Right, Dave, so to get used to plus gerund, so let's get straight down to it. Él se está acostumbrando a vivir en Inglaterra.
Okay, so he's getting used to, so it's present continuous, he's getting used to living in England. He's getting used to living in England, so it's to get used to plus gerund. Okay, so he's getting used to living in England, okay? So keep interacting with us here. Translate this into perfect English to practice, salad listeners. Next.
Me acostumbré enseguida a lavar o llevar, excuse me, una corbata.
Me acostumbré. Okay. Enseguida a llevar una corbata. Okay. So it's simple past. So I got used to wearing a tie. Now, as we saw before, you can say immediately or enseguida, right away is another option. Okay.
Yes, that's right. Estoy seguro de que te acostumbrarás a trabajar con él.
Okay, so I'm sure you'll get used to working with him. So with him, not with him, though, with him, I would say. I'm sure you'll get used to working with him. All right, good. So to get used to, plus gerund.
So we have the penultimate one here. ¿Te has acostumbrado a conducir por la derecha ya?
¿Te has acostumbrado? Okay. So it's present perfect. So have you got used to driving on the right yet? On the right jet. Have you got used to driving on the right jet? Okay, good. So to get used to driving. So on the left or on the right in this case. And the last one, salad listeners, are you ready? Translate this into perfect English to go out on a high note.
¿Te acostumbraste rápido a utilizar un móvil?
Okay. So did you... ¿Te acostumbraste? Simple past. Did you get used to using a mobile quickly? Did you get used to using a mobile quickly? Okay, so to get used to plus gerund. So we've seen he's getting used to living in England. I got used to wearing a tie immediately. I'm not sure you'll get used to working with him. Oh, I'm sure. Oh, it could be I'm not sure. I think the example was I'm sure. Okay. Have you got used to driving on the right jets? And finally, did you get used to using a mobile quickly? Excellent stuff, Alan. So to get used to plus noun. Okay. Acostumbrarse a or to get used to plus gerunds. Okay. Excellent stuff. Now, Alan, if you can stay with us, please. Thank you for that. But stay with us because we need you for the next section. Okay. So this has been Grammar Points. Boost your level. Now then, salad listeners, yes, welcome to Boost Your Level, the part of the program where we, well, boost your level. So we're going to work with wish today. So statements with wish. Okay, salad listeners. Well, let's ask Alan, are we only working with statements with wish?
Well, you know, I have written down some statements with hope as well, but I think we're mainly going to cover wish today. That depends on the time.
Okay, so we can say wish and hope statements, let's say. We're probably only going to cover with wish, so let's look at that first of all, okay? Are you ready? Let's get ready to boost your level. So wish, how can we use this?
Right, okay, so we're going to use wish plus simple past. So it's basically wish plus subject plus simple past. For example, I'll give you an example. Ojalá fuera verdad.
Ojalá fuera verdad. So it's wish plus simple past. So I wish it, yeah, were true. So remember, it's the verb to be. It's always were. It's like the conditional. If I were, I wish I were. That's right. I wish I were a rich man. Or if I were rich, I would buy a house. Remember? Okay. If I were a rich man, I wish I were a rich man. So the verb to be is always were. So all verbs, it's wish plus simple past, salad listeners. Okay. Very important. Let's use this to practice. We're going to boost your level here. Let's have another example. Translate this into perfect English.
Ojalá supiera inglés.
So I wish I knew English. I wish I knew English. It's the simple past.
Ojalá tuviera mucho dinero.
Okay. I wish I had a lot of money. I wish I had a lot of money.
Ojalá fuera rico.
I wish I were rich. I wish I were rich. Okay? It's not my case. I don't really wish I were rich. What about you, salad listeners? Nah. Next example, please.
Ojalá pudiera hacerlo como él lo hace.
Okay. So I wish I could do it como él lo hace, like he does it. Okay, because the second part is just present tense. So I wish I could do it like he does it. Okay, good.
Yes, that's right. Ojalá estuviera más preparado.
I see. So, I wish I were. So, fuera estuviera, whatever the verb to be, it's always were. I wish I were more prepared.
That's right. Ojalá conociera gente importante.
Okay. So I wish I knew, because to know someone in this case could be saber o conocer. So I wish I knew, what was that, lots of important people, o gente importante, important people. I wish I knew important people, or lots of important people, or more important people, whatever you want to say. So it's I wish plus simple past. Are you getting the hang of it? Okay, I think so. So let's keep practicing. Okay, with wish plus simple past to boost your level.
Right, so let's keep going here, right? Ojalá no tuviera que acompañarles.
Acompañarles. So you could say, I wish. So it's plus simple past, it's negative. So we're just going to use didn't for the negative. So I wish I didn't have to acompañarles, accompany them, you can say. Okay? You could just say go with them. I wish I didn't have to go with them. But acompañar, you can say to accompany, it sounds kind of posh or posher. I wish I didn't have to accompany them, sounds posher. But go with them, you can say, if that's fine. Okay, let's have another one.
Ojalá mi jefe me apoyara más.
Ah, yes. So I wish my boss supported me more. I wish my boss supported me more.
Ojalá pudieras estar con nosotros.
Okay, so what do you think, salad listeners? Ojalá pudieras estar con nosotros. Okay, I wish you could be with us. I wish you could be with us. That's right.
That's right. Let me see. Ojalá lloviera más.
Okay, so I wish it rained more. I wish it rained more.
Ojalá lo hubiera sabido.
Ah, this one's slightly different than ojalá hubiera sabido. Ah, okay, so I wish I had known. Okay, so using had plus participle here. I wish I had known. Ojalá hubiera sabido. Okay, so it's the past perfect here. So I wish I had known. In this case, we would say, okay.
Ojalá fuera mío.
I wish it were mine. I wish it were mine.
Ojalá no fuera tan difícil encontrar trabajo.
So I wish it weren't. In this case, it's negative. I wish it weren't so difficult to find work. So tan, so difficult. I wish it weren't so difficult to find work.
Yes, that's right. So let's keep going a little bit. We just have a few examples left. Ojalá hubieras estado aquí cuando llegaron.
So this one's different, isn't it? Ojalá hubieras estado. So we're going to use the past perfect, not the simple past here. So I wish you had been here when they arrived. Or when they got here, if you like. I wish you had been here when they arrived. Or I wish you had been here when they got here. But not to repeat here. I think arrived sounds better. Don't you think, salad listeners? I wish you had been here when they arrived, I think sounds good.
Ojalá no fuera tan... oh, no, excuse me. Let me see. No, we've had that one already. Ojalá no tuviera una nariz tan grande.
Ah. So I wish I didn't have... I wish I didn't have such a big nose. So it's such... plus adjective plus noun. So I wish I didn't have such a big nose, salad listeners.
Ojalá lo hubiéramos visto.
So what do you think? I wish we had seen it. So keep working with us here. Just a few examples left. I wish we had seen it.
Ojalá no hubiera llovido tanto.
Ojalá no hubiera llovido tanto. So now it's the past perfect again. So I wish it hadn't rained so much. That's right, because we can use the past perfect as well.
And the last one here. Ojalá no fumaras tanto.
Ojalá no fumaras tanto. What do you think? I wish you didn't smoke so much. I wish you didn't smoke so much. Excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Alan. So to wish. So wish plus simple past. We've seen it could also be plus past perfect. Ojalá hubiera sabido. Wish I had known. Okay. So use that correctly to boost your level. Now then, salad listeners, yes, we hope you enjoyed that. So grammar point, very interesting to get used to, plus noun or plus gerund, and to wish. That's right, I wish. Okay, good. So let's have a look. Just to finish off today, we have our conundrum. What was our conundrum? Well, let's just recap, shall we? It was, he got kicked blank blank school for cheating blank the exam. Okay. So, what do you think? So, he got kicked out of school. So, to get kicked out, dechan. Apataras, no, you get kicked out. So, you could say he got expelled. That's right. Expulsado, literally expelled. So, you could say he got expelled. But it's very common, instead of saying expelled, to get kicked out. I mean, it could be school permanently, or it could be, imagine you go to a nightclub and you get kicked out. I got kicked out of the nightclub. Echaron. Okay. So he got kicked out of school for cheating blank the exam. What do you think? Well, there are two options here. I would say in the exam. But it's true, quite often in the US they say on the exam. So if you had in the exam or on the exam, either of those would be correct. Okay, so he got kicked out of school for cheating in the exam. Okay, or he got kicked out of school for cheating on the exams or to get kicked out. Dechan. Or you could get expelled. Okay, it's a synonym there. Excellent stuff, Salad listeners. So we hope you enjoyed the program today. Remember the Salad on Vaughan Radio every day, 5 to 6 p.m. So we'll see you. Same time, same place tomorrow. Live at 5. See you then.
Este sábado, pásate por tu kiosco y pide tu ejemplar de Aprende Inglés con Disney English Vaughan, con El Mundo y Marca. Por 6,95 euros, tus hijos y tú aprenderéis inglés con vuestros personajes Disney favoritos y los mejores profesores Vaughan. Esta semana, Raya y el último dragón. Así que ya sabes, este sábado en tu kiosco, por 6,95 euros, con El Mundo y Marca. Aprende Inglés con Disney English Vaughan.
Listen carefully. Can you hear that? No, no. Listen closer. I'm not talking about the birds chirping. I'm talking about everybody speaking English and feeling comfortable. Listen. This is what it's like at Vaughan Town. A peaceful